You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and today we are talking with Mary May of Cookeville's Art Jam, an amazing place that brings art to everyone, makes an opportunity for everyone to be an artist, and has some really exciting things coming up, including some children's camps and some summer happenings. And Mary, how are you? Thank you for being here.
I am so happy to be here. I am so busy, and I'm so happy about it.
Well, I'm glad you're taking a minute to just decompress here in the studio and tell us what's going on. You're busy. Tell me what's going on.
We have a ton of fun stuff coming up. We've got several workshops before we even get to summer that I'm pretty excited about. We've got Paint Your Pet events. We've got some geeky paint events. We may even have a Dungeons and Dragons kind of event soon.
Okay, we're going to unpack all that. Let's go back. Tell me, for someone who's just brand new to Cookeville walking in, what is the Art Jam?
So the Art Jam is where you can come and enjoy art together. You can be creative together. The biggest thing that we offer is step-by-step painting instruction. So you can decide what you'd like to paint. We'll sketch it out for you right there. And then we'll guide you through step-by-step. So most of our events are they're either public or you can book your appointment. And we have availability Tuesdays through Sundays. So lots and lots of fun time to paint.
Yeah. How many people can you hold at one time? Like, how big of a group can someone bring?
We can go up to 25 in the studio. We can go up to 40 at an approved location, like a church or a bar or something fun like that. And there's no minimum. So if it's just you or if it's just you and your friend, y'all can come right on in.
Very exciting. And how far in advance do you need to book for something like this?
We prefer 24 hours, but you want to book as soon as possible. We fill up crazy fast. I'm not sure I have a Saturday between now and summer camp.
That is really exciting. Well, that's wonderful, though.
Yes. No, I'm very excited about it. I'm so happy to bring art to people.
Yeah. Very cool. So for people that have never taken any kind of art class, they've never picked up a paintbrush, they will leave with a finished piece of art after
A masterpiece.
Okay, so that's really exciting. So anybody that's listening has always wanted to be an artist but scared of what to do. How would you advise people that say, well, I'm not an artist or I've never done that before? Or, you know, naysayers, what do you say?
I say, I've never played basketball before, but I can go pick up a basketball and learn it, right?
I love it. I love that. Listen to that. She's already bridging art and sports. It's happening right here. What is the Art Jam to you? How did you become part of this? Is this your baby and your brainchild, or is this something that you walked into? Like, how did this begin for you?
It is now my baby, for sure. But when it started, it was a flexible avenue that I could interact with people, because at the time I was working from home. I was a freelancer, and I missed talking to people. I missed seeing other people's artistic expression and things like that. And now it's grown into what it is, and it's my baby, and it dominates everything.
I love that. But you said you were a freelancer. What were you doing before? Graphic design? Were you on a different side of art, or you were making a living as an artist before?
I was making a living as an artist.
Well done. Well done. Thank you. Yes. A moment. Hold for applause.
Okay. Thank you. But travel.
But you missed people.
I missed people, because what I was doing is during the week I'd be working on art, and then on the weekends I'd go to shows and sell and things like that. Craft shows, art shows, special interests, fandom, conventions, stuff like that. But I was only seeing people at the end of the week, and I wanted to see people more often. And I was given the opportunity to start the Art Jam and really get it going. And it really filled that niche of not only getting to see people, but also getting to see what people make and inspiring people. And that really means a lot to me. I call myself a teacher. I have a lot of respect for teachers in the school system, but I call myself a teacher because I get to teach and I'm really excited about it.
And get to be with people. And also you get to enrich a community. Yeah. I can't remember who said it, and I'm definitely not going to try the quote, but you know, a community is measured by how they treat their artists and what kind of art is produced within a community. And well done, Cookeville.
Absolutely. And no, we're doing a great job.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk so much more about what you've got coming up. And I want to know a little bit more about you, the artist, and behind the scenes. We'll be right back on The Scene. We are back on The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are talking with Mary May of the Art Jam here in Cookeville. Mary, you have some really exciting things coming up this summer. Tell me what is going on for the kids. There are three different summer camps. Bless you. That's a huge undertaking. How are you handling this? And are they already full? Is registration open? Tell us everything we need to know.
So registration is open. It's only been open, maybe 2 weeks now, maybe a week. But I'm so excited, and I think my pure excitement is what's fueling these summer camps. Registration's still open. You can grab that on our website, but we've got those 3 weeks. The first one.
Art Around the World, which sounds really exciting, and it's for ages 5 and up.
That's right.
June 10th through 14th. Tell me about that. What can people expect when they come to this camp?
So Art Around the World is every day we're going to look at a different continent, and we're going to check out what kind of art they've been making. So we might look at something a little more ancient. We might look at something a little bit more modern. But each day we examine a continent and we check out what they're doing. So for example, last year we ran the same camp. We looked at Europe, and one of the activities we did was we created our own stained glass and the story that goes along with the stained glass. So then the kids got to stand up in front and tell us what their story was and show us their beautiful stained glass.
I love that. So you're giving a little bit of art and also a little bit of performance. You're getting, you're encouraging them to get up and speak in front of people, which I think is a dying art amongst
absolutely
folks these days.
It's such an important thing that I feel like gets ignored for artists, because you want to be able to talk about your art. You want to be able to express yourself not only in the art, but also when people ask you about it.
Yeah, that's really important. Mm-hmm. You've got another camp coming up at the end of June, June 24th through the 28th, called Make an Impact, which is for ages 8 and up. Tell me about this. You mentioned the words found art earlier, and I'm so excited for this camp.
Yes, we are very excited. This one is a rework of an older one. We're going to be focusing on the 3 R's, which you might be familiar with from the 90s, but they've updated them.
They're not, what was it, reduce?
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Okay.
So we know that one, but this one is rethink, reform, reborn.
So woke.
So cool.
Ooh,
okay. But yeah, we're going to be learning about upcycling and creating projects for a better world. We're going to do all kinds of really cool stuff. So we've got found object art. We're going to make some patches, some customized t-shirts and fashion. So we'll be learning a little bit on how to sew and how to reuse, rethink, reform, and reborn.
That's exciting. And then one final camp wraps up the summer called Art Adventure, July 8th through the 12th. And that one is back to the ages 5 and up. And what can kids expect from this camp?
This one's my personal favorite. This is my favorite. This is my baby camp. This is art history. So we start at the very beginning. We build a cave. Mm. We put cave art in the cave.
What?
It's amazing.
Is this for all? So it says ages 5 and up. Is there a cap? Like, is it weird if, I don't know, I showed up or?
I mean, I'm not going to say no, because I want to share art with everybody.
I just want to build a cave and put paint in it, but that's okay. It's all right. I'll just do that at home. But please keep going. You start art history from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. So from the very beginning, all the way from our caveman roots, all the way up to what artists are doing today. So we take a little stop in ancient art, the Assyrians, the Egyptians. We come all the way up through. We talk about China. We talk about like the Middle Ages, the Baroque, the 20th century masters. We talk about modern art, and then we get all the way to what people are actively doing today, like last week, this week, next week.
You can tell you have a lot of passion about art, and especially about art history. Was this part of your education? Were you an art history major? Or you just love that part of what you do?
I just really love art history. I would have liked to have been a major, but at the time I didn't really have the time to do it. Mm-hmm. But this is absolutely a passion of mine. I'm putting together lots and lots of fun art history things behind the scenes.
Yeah, and it's nice that you're able to transfer that to a younger generation and allow that to be a hands-on activity right there. And that's really exciting. So registration is open for these camps. How can people sign up? How can we sign up? And what is the cost per camp? I know that's going to be a question that people ask. And tell us a little bit more on the details.
Absolutely. So you can sign up by going to our website. That's The Art Jam Cookeville. So CKVL, The Art Jam CKVL. .com. You'll go to the little tab that says Summer Camp 2024. Then it's going to take you to a Google form to fill out. And that's just where you put in like your name and your emergency contacts and fun stuff like that. And so it's $35 per day per camper, or it's $150 per week. And if you do multiple weeks, the discounts do stack.
Great. And is it a drop-in situation if somebody didn't want to do the whole week, or do you still need to go ahead and sign up for each individual day ahead of time?
So we like to know if you're going to come, but if you decide the night before, you can just give us a call, send us a text.
That's I love the flexibility for that. That's a great thing for moms, little artists. Mary May, I want to know more about you, the artist, when we're going to talk more about that when we come back on The Scene. You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're here talking with Mary May of the Art Jam here in Cookeville, an amazing organization that offers art for people of all ages and an opportunity for people of all walks of life to become an artist, even if they never have before, offering workshops and classes on a regular basis. But behind all that is Mary May, the artist. And tell me what that's like for you to be an artist. Sharing that with what you do with your work to make it your career.
It's amazing. Given the avenue to not only share my love of art, my love of art history, all of the things that I love, it's really magical to be able to see that spark alive in somebody else.
Yeah. What is your personal medium? What do you like to create? That's all over the place. What if you could only choose one? If you're going to a desert island and someone said, "Here's an art kit, and it only contains acrylics, or it only has clay," like, well, what's in the box?
What's in the box? That is the hardest question, because I want to cheat and just say digital, but there's no power. So if I had to pick a traditional medium, it would probably be gouache paint.
Gouache paint?
Gouache paint.
What is a gouache paint?
So gouache is kind of like the love child between a watercolor and an acrylic. It's an opaque acrylic.
Okay.
Or an opaque watercolor, pardon me.
And what's the canvas for that? Paper?
Paper.
Okay. Very exciting. So gouache paint. Okay, I'm learning something new. I got to Google that one. Do you paint at home? Do you find that you still create art and do things at home, or once you're out of work, you want to do something else?
So I create nonstop. When I'm not at the art gym, I'm usually streaming art on Twitch. Mm. So that's painting, markers, digital. Sometimes I sculpt on there. Like, I do everything.
Okay. For my grandmother that's listening, explain Twitch.
So Twitch is...
And by my grandmother, I meant me, because I don't know what that means either. But yes, what is Twitch?
So it's primarily a video game streaming service, but... you connect a camera, usually I have it on my hands or on my screen, and you can watch me make art.
That is awesome. Okay. I'm gouache paint and Twitch, writing these down. You have been involved in some really cool ways to bring art to people, including something that have already happened by the time this aired, but I do want to talk about it because it'll be coming up again for next year, and something called Woods Flock, which is happening at Fall Creek Falls. Tell me about this festival that you have had a hand in, have become a part of. Tell me about this.
So Woods Flock is a celebration of animal art. Lots of folks call it furry art. And I am on staff there. I run the marketplace where we have all of our artists that come out and sell their wares. We've got so many very cool artists. I forget exactly how many. But we've got everything from gouache paint, watercolors, paintings, all the way to costume pieces. We've got digital art. We've got several folks making jewelry. Very, very cool.
Very neat. And what I love about this, from what you were telling me a moment ago, is that it's a camping festival. So artists, if you're listening, this might be a really neat experience to be a part of for next year. You all come and you camp together, you commune, you kind of create this little makeshift pop-up artist community for a weekend, and then you invite the public in to come buy the art.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, this is cool. And so this is the first year.
I believe this is the third year.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so how can people find out more information about this for next year that want to get involved, want to come, or want to submit their art, be a part of this?
So you'll want to check out woodsflock.com. I believe the socials are all Woodsflock, and they should be pretty easy to find.
Okay. And speaking of social, the Art Jam Cookeville is also on Facebook and Instagram. And if people want to book a class, sign their kids up for camp, there's all these really exciting things happening. And all that can happen on theartjamckvl.com. Or you can call 931-954-2787. And we have been talking with Mary May. Just a couple more things I want to talk about really quickly before we go. Coming up soon, tell me the next three Saturday events that people can get involved in, starting with the 26th.
You say next three. So on April 26th, we've got a Paint Your Pet. You send us a photo of your creature, whatever it may be. We'll sketch it out for you, and then we'll guide you through how to paint it. Let's see. The following weekend, we have Storyfest over in Dogwood Park. This is the first time we're a part of that, so very exciting. After that, we have... I have another show, and then we go to a kitty cat birthday party. Very excited about that.
Exciting.
On the 25th of May, we'll be over at Mill Creek Farms painting Highland cows. So very excited to be back over there painting Miss Lola. And that brings us all the way to June, where I get, I
thrown exactly headfirst into off. Summer yeah. camps. It's going to be a really busy year for you. I'm so excited about everything you're bringing to this community. Mary Mae, we have been speaking with you about the Art Jam Cookeville. Thank you so much for being here on the show. And we look forward to everything happening and the opportunities you're bringing to the community for artists.
Thank you. I'm so, so excited to bring it and to do it.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.